Representative Don Young is dodging reporters' questions about a federal corruption probe. Last night at the Republican picnic in Anchorage, Young refused to elaborate on a press release from his office that said federal prosecutors have ended their investigation of him. This afternoon, his office again declined further comment on it. Young spent more than $1 million on legal defense. Earlier, Young had said he wouldn't comment because the investigation was ongoing. Now, his Republican primary election opponent says because the investigation is over, Young owes the public an explanation. During federal trials of former state legislators, former Veeco Incorporated owner Bill Allen testified that he and his vice president, Rick Smith, made illegal campaign contributions to Young and footed the bill for fundraising pig roasts for him. But since that time, the prosecution team that worked with Allen has been pulled off the case by the attorney general for withholding evidence from defendants' legal teams. In one highly publicized case, the conviction of former U.S. Senator Ted Stevens was reversed because of prosecutorial misconduct. Ever since then, the Justice Department has refused repeatedly to make any comments to the press about its corruption probe. Yesterday, Don Young's primary election opponent, communication executive Sheldon Fisher, also started pushing for answers from the Justice Department.
The Department of Justice has been in retreat ever since the prosecutorial misconduct in the Ted Stevens trial came to light. Mr. Young and his lawyers have used the process to avoid responding to questions on these matters. Because neither Mr. Young nor the Department of Justice will respond, today we are filing a Freedom of Information request from the Department of Justice.
Fisher admits that much of the information he seeks can probably be withheld by prosecutors under confidentiality exemptions. But he says there may be some correspondence with Congress that would have to be disclosed. That's because Congress specifically requested an investigation of one matter involving Young, the Coconut Road earmark, which is money for a highway interchange at Coconut Road in Florida that was somehow added to the massive federal transportation bill while it was in Young's Transportation Committee after it was passed. In other words, the earmark that was never voted on, and no one has ever explained how it got into the bill. Fisher said the time has come for that explanation.
The issue is that there's some ambiguity about exactly how the Coconut Road earmarks was inserted into the law after it had been passed by the House and the Senate. I think most members of Congress, as well as observers, believe that it was unconstitutional in the manner it was addressed, and I think it's incumbent upon Mr. Young to respond to that.
The Coconut Road interchange would have benefited a real estate executive who made a major campaign contribution to Young, but Young has said that was not the reason for the earmark. The winner of the Young-Fisher primary contest will face Democrat Harry Crawford, who has called Young a, quote, legislator for hire. Yesterday, Crawford said it's important to remember that the conclusion of the federal investigation of Young does not necessarily mean he is innocent.
That doesn't make him any less guilty. Just might mean that somebody may not be testifying now because they're already serving their jail sentence. I don't know.
Bill Allen has not been called upon to testify since his sentencing last October. A judge has ruled that evidence provided by Allen that was withheld from bribery defendant Pete Cott would not have been sufficient to change the jury's guilty verdict. A motion to reverse the verdict against former State Representative Vic Coring for similar reasons involving Allen is still pending.